Happy Thursday to all who observe. It is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80. In for the guys, she's Nicole Briscoe. I'm Randy Scott. Your mic's not on again. This is like the fourth. This is the fourth hour. This is the fourth. It's the fourth hour. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. You can tweet the program. She is at @RB_Mrs. At @RB_MRS. I'm at Randy Scott ESPN. 888-SAY-ESPN is a phone number. 888-729-3776.
You used to ask for my mic to be killed all the time, and now I'm just doing it for you.
I did a lot.
It's like a preemptive strike.
Might do it again. Yeah, it is. I appreciate my wishes finally being honored.
Four years too late.
Yeah. After 4 years of being on SportsCenter AM before you defected to SportsCenter PM.
Just wanted to sleep, you know.
They call it that. It's kind of like Tylenol PM because it puts you to sleep. Oh, jokes. It's not true. We watch you guys on the wheel. We watch you guys overnight.
Ew.
That new studio is awesome. Although you did an on-cam last night about baseball where everything behind you was a baseball stadium, and it kind of looked like you were floating.
Uh-huh, because I thought this was weird. I wasn't actually standing in the batter's box, but I felt like I should have been.
Okay.
So I sort of like scooched over. And
do it again?
Just like side scooch, front side scooch.
You can't, it doesn't work on radio. You're
literally
like literally shuffling
scooching.
In your seat.
Yeah. I'm a visual learner.
Got it.
I felt like I even said it to our director, Susan. I was like, do I need to scoot over so it looks like I'm in the batter's box? And she's like, no, I think you're good. We get the general idea.
Mm. Susan, give counts?
No.
No, that's tough. No counts?
No counts.
Nah, it's tough. How do you know?
It's inside talk here.
You get cut off on throwing a break and stuff?
Yep.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. All right, let's talk NFL. None of this stuff. Let's talk NFL. We are a week from tonight, we have the Thursday night opener between the Bucks and the Cowboys. Is that right?
No.
That's the one I'm focused on. Oh, it's Bills and Rams?
I thought you were just kidding.
I don't know.
It's Bills and Rams.
It's Bills and Rams to open
yes.
it up. Why am I focused? Oh, because of Brady. That's why. I got Brady on the brain. Bills-Rams opens up
Must
a season a
brain.
Week from today. Any one of Week 1's games will be a hot ticket. Hot Tickets brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seats Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats. Life happens live. Let's start with Bills Rams then. Let's start where it starts.
Okay.
The Bills get the Bills are the prohibitive favorite in the entire AFC. You can't deny. They are they're it.
Outside of a general distaste for how some things were recently handled.
What if they lay just a massive egg
good.
Against the Rams? Bills.
Yeah.
Why? What's your problem with the
I
Bills?
I have a problem with the way that some things were handled within the last month.
With the Bills, the Buffalo Bills. What happened? What am I missing within the last month? Oh, yeah, the punter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, former punter.
Yeah.
He's gone,
but he could have been gone a lot sooner.
Could have and should have. Gotcha.
Anyway,
yeah.
So when you do things like that, when you know of things like that and you allow it to sort of happen without issues until someone brings it up to you. Like,
exactly.
I don't
That's
exactly
what you apologize
wish you.
For.
I don't,
yeah.
I don't, I, they're apologizing
gotcha.
Because they got caught.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
so
gotcha.
It makes it hard. For, like, this is a team that's never really done anything before that made me dislike them. And now I have a hard time with them.
Yeah, I get that. All right. So the Rams though have to replace. See, this
I'm
is
curious
the thing.
About Matthew Stafford's elbow.
I am too. I'm also excited about Allen Robinson. I think he's a crazy talented receiver who has made a decent statistical career
mm-hmm.
out of playing with the Jaguars and playing with the Bears.
It could be, and I'm also as much as I hate to admit it, like what the Bills added to their team in the offseason, like
mm-hmm. Von Miller.
Yeah, exactly. Just like and the. Ooh, it's going to be good.
I mean, the Rams are loaded.
So are the Bills.
The Bills are loaded.
Bills are loaded.
No, to be sure. I'm just saying, like, the first thing that pops to mind
Josh
is the
Allen's
lazy.
Getting better.
The lazy man's take, but it's like a Super Bowl preview. But, like, the Rams have all the talent in the world to get there. It is so hard to manufacture the hunger. But you know what I mean? When you're fat and happy off your previous.
See, and I think when
previous
you have
titles,
it, you realize. Yeah, I think when you've won it and you know what it feels like, nothing else is good enough anymore.
Yeah. I think the NFC is just, I think the NFC is
stacked.
There
are a bunch of games week one that are, I think, intriguing.
Give me another one.
I like Steelers-Bengals for a number of reasons. Like Bengals, can they pick up where they left off last year? Mm-hmm. How is that line going to be for Joe Burrow? Does Joe Burrow get
better.
Even better than he was a year ago, which was like a season and a half into his career. The Steelers, what do they look like after Ben Roethlisberger? I mean, maybe eventually we'll find out who their quarterback is, but what do they look like in this post-Roethlisberger era? And that's always a good rivalry anyway.
It is. Those two teams don't like each other.
Nope.
The fan bases don't like each other either. I think the offensive line will be better for Joe Burrow.
That game's worse. In Cincinnati, too.
Yeah, I want to see year two of Ja'Marr Chase. Everybody says that second year is sort of the growth year for skill position players. I mean, it happens to quarterback, happens to wide receiver.
But it's also the continuation of his relationship with Joe Burrow, so it's like, also you think about all their years in college, or time together.
Yeah, how's the defense going to be, though?
Score 94 points a game. Do you need a defense?
Well, what do you read into, though? Let's say they do sort of harass and stifle Mitch Trubisky. Like, okay, what do you really learn from that? What if Mitch Trubisky is the same guy that we saw in Chicago, just in a different uniform?
I'm not saying we'll learn much from that part of it.
Yeah. I'm excited. I think Mitchell Trubisky is a likable... Yeah, bring your green hat. I think he's a likable guy. I think he's keeping a seat warm for Kenny Pickett. I think Kenny Pickett did a lot to impress this team in the preseason.
I think no quarterback is like more Pittsburgh than Kenny Pickett. There's something about him that just, it feels right.
It's like fries in a sandwich.
It's like or in a salad, so good.
Fries in a salad? Fries so in good. Anything. Fries in coffee.
I think that's actually called a Pittsburgh salad, by the way. Fries in a salad.
Fries in a bathtub. Fries don't make anything worse. Fries are good in absolutely
fries
everything.
Fries in the bathtub actually made me gag.
Fries in yogurt.
What?
Keep going.
No.
Fries and scrambled eggs. Nailed it. What
What's
else?
Like potatoes. Yogurt, though?
Fries and French onion soup. What? You're not... Who's saying no to this? I've yet to say anything that's a no.
The fries in a bathtub.
In a bathtub?
You said fries in a bathtub.
Fries in a garden weasel. You're eating those. I am. Keep going.
What is wrong with you?
I'm hungry.
I'm starved.
Circling the drain.
I woke up hungry today.
All right. What about Bucks Cowboys? Listen, it's awful radio to do.
It's not
do
my
it.
Top five.
No, in matchups?
No.
You don't want to see Tom. Something's up with Tom Brady. Something's up with Tom Brady.
Singer, isn't it?
It's the Masked Singer. It's the Masked Singer. It's a guy who retired when he wasn't ready, unretired when maybe parts or people in his life were not ready for him to unretire. And now he's back. And that team has, if you look at the roster, all the talent in the world. But Mike Evans misses a few games here and there in the season. Chris Godwin's coming off the ACL.
How is Chris Godwin coming off the ACL this quickly?
I don't know. Russell Gage.
Bionic man.
Russell Gage, people like. But Gronk is gone. The offensive line is worse. Tom Brady is another year older.
I'm intrigued by it. It's not my top five. My top five are going to be Broncos, Seahawks. For the Broncos element of it.
Just to see Russell Wilson go back to Seattle.
I mean, okay. Browns, Panthers, Cardinals, and Chiefs.
Browns, Panthers?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Just to see Mayfield go against his old team?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I hope he does what he wants to do to them, too.
He just tears them up?
Yes.
Got it?
Uh-huh.
I know.
Raiders, Chargers as well. That's what I'm just saying.
Khalil
it's
Mack
not my top
wearing.
Five. And then, of course, like to homer it, the Packers play the Vikings. So, like, that's in my top five before I'm going to put Bucks, Cowboys.
What's that offense going to look like in Green Bay without Devontae Adams?
Don't know.
I don't know either. Is Aaron Rodgers going to... Although, the stuff about, you know, eating with that Dobbs receiver, he eats lunch with Dobbs now.
Ooh, okay.
Hold on. He's eating like... Hey, the last people I heard it was Chris Long, the Green Light podcast. It's a great point. He's like, listen, Matthew Stafford was having breakfast with Cooper Kupp. Look what happened. Historic season. Now Aaron Rodgers is having meals with Dobbs.
I mean,
maybe it's
He does have a history of taking relative unknown receivers and turning them into household names. I get that. But, I mean, what are we eating on our eggs? Like, what is it?
French fries. Nailed it. Let's look at what surprises could come about in this upcoming NFL season, as we're far from done with the NFL because it's a week away and it's confirmed Bills Rams to open it up. Nicole Briscoe, Randy Scott, Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's KT and Carlin on ESPN Radio, in the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. You should see the dancing next to me. My right, your left. If we were only on, honestly, if we were only on ESPN Plus. She's Nicole Briscoe. I'm Randy Scott. We're on ESPN Plus tomorrow, though, right? School Spirit Day? I got that right? We wear our school colors? I can't remember. Harry, where'd you go to school? It's not like you wear it all the time. Where'd you go to school? Illinois?
The University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
Are you from Illinois?
No, not originally. That's just where I went for school.
How does that happen if you're not from Illinois?
In one phrase, one unfortunate phrase, it was because of a girl.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Okay. Because I'm from Illinois, so it would have made sense for me to go there.
Well, I'll tell you the whole story of how I got there, like in the break, because it's not good radio.
It's not good radio.
It feels like good radio right now.
I don't know about all that.
Okay, but you look at Harry and you're like, all right, this guy played college sports. What did he play? Baseball, probably, right?
Basketball.
What'd you play, Harry?
Played football. You think I look like I played basketball?
Yeah.
I was trying to go with something that.
He's a tall dude.
He was setting me up for something that didn't seem totally likely.
Mr. X.
So I was like, basketball.
Yeah.
See, the funny thing is
football. He's lost. What'd you weigh? What'd you weigh in college, football wise?
In college, I got up to 300 pounds.
No.
Yeah, you should see Nicole's face right now. Harry's
a tall, lanky drink of water.
Not lanky, he's jacked. But so if he were to say to you, like, yeah, I weighed like 250, you'd be like, all right, cool. You know, you slimmed down a little bit. That dude, were you a lineman?
I was a lineman. I went in as a left tackle because everyone goes in as a left tackle. And then because I was actually, it's funny that you said I was tall. I was one of the shorter linemen that we had.
I can see that.
And
Big Ten football, yeah.
Yeah. So they moved me over to center, and that's where I stayed for 4 300-pound years.
That's incredible, dude. How long did it take you to lose the weight?
You're not going to like to hear that. It took me like 3 months.
I was going to say, probably not that long because like you just stop eating the way that you do to like maintain that weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start doing more cardio. Cardio.
That's the thing. It was any cardio. I just started going on walks. I really didn't run
What's
that much.
What's the difference in like how you feel?
I feel a lot better now because my joints aren't carrying all that weight.
Yeah.
But I will say I do feel the after effects of it still to this day.
How so? Like,
oh, I have awful knees. I have the knees of like a 70-year-old man.
Do you know when it's going to rain?
Because
I do.
I do. I can because I tore my meniscus back a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So now when it's a little, you know, whatever, high humidity or whatever it is, I can tell.
It's the barometric pressure.
I can tell you
when rain is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
I'm like a human weather
it's like
person.
I'll get in my car. I'm like, oh, my knee's starting to hurt. I guess maybe it's about to rain.
Yep.
This is amazing. It's KT and Carlin, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius
XM. Our average age is maybe 30.
Channel 80.
He really drops it.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. So Dan Graziano, your friend and mine,
Graziano.
I do that. He has a piece on ESPN.com about possible surprises from every team in the NFL. So it's a don't be surprised if sort of thing.
There's a number on here where I'm like, are you okay, Dan?
Go ahead. So throw it out there. The one that grabs your eye.
Hold on. There's don't be surprised if the Panthers sneak into the playoffs. That's one of them.
Yeah, man,
but
I don't see
wait,
that.
This is the road.
Okay.
Don't be surprised if the Jacksonville Jaguars make the playoffs.
Who said that the other? Tannenbaum. Tannenbaum had them as a playoff team the year before they drafted Trevor Lawrence.
Wait, yeah. Hold on. Tannenbaum, yeah, a couple years ago, when the Jags actually were the worst team in the NFL, before that season, he was like, the Jags are going to the Super Bowl. I was like, excuse me, what?
Yeah, that was tough. That was a tough look. Tough look. That was the Nick Foles year, right? Was Nick Foles going to be the starting quarterback down there?
I don't even remember.
I thought it was.
It was just implausible.
I thought it was.
There are a couple things on here that I like would absolutely not surprise me. Like if Jared Goff sets highs in yards and touchdown passes with the Lions.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me.
People are high on Amon-Ra St. Brown as his wide receiver. They're also high on T.J. Hockenson.
And look at how that team sort of gelled a little bit towards the end of last season. They started to put it together. I wouldn't be absolutely floored and flabbergasted.
Well, this one seems almost like a layup. Don't be surprised if Alan Lazard has a 1,000-yard receiving
season.
Yeah,
I'm season. Like, well,
okay. He better.
If he doesn't, something's seriously wrong.
He absolutely
don't be
better.
Surprised if Jalen Waddle, not Tyreek Hill, is the team's leading receiver. I think it's going to be back and forth between those two all season.
I would be surprised. I think Hill
floored?
Not floored, but
Hill
I would be surprised.
Hill needs to be great, and he will be great, but what if he's the guy who has more touchdowns and he has more electrifying plays and more big plays, but Waddle is like the more reliable, you know, 10 yards here, 10 yards there, 10 yards here. You know what I mean?
It's just we haven't seen Tyreek Hill play with another wide receiver like that.
No.
Like who does that? It's been, you know, Travis Kelce. I think what benefited Travis Kelce in Kansas City was Tyreek Hill's ability to take the top off the defense and stretch out the middle of the field. And I think Mike Gesicki benefits from that this year in Miami. But I don't see anything in here about it. Don't be surprised if Mike Gesicki turns into Travis Kelce of South Beach. The one that I'm going to put my own on this list, okay? I'm going to put my own. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers don't make the playoffs.
You just are really, you're really sold on this. Mike Evans not being totally reliable. Something's going on with Tom Brady. There's no Gronk.
That's right. That's exactly right. I appreciate you.
Godwin coming back from the as someone who has gone through the ACL rigmarole, I have no idea how he is back. Now, obviously, he has the benefit of being significantly younger, but I just, like, the whole bionic recoveries from an ACL just blow my mind. He had surgery in January.
This is bad. This is bad radio. This is bad radio to go through. I'm saying.
Sort of our specialty.
This is, hey, stick around. He's sort of our specialty. This is bad radio, but, like, you look at the Bucks' schedule. They could start 0-4.
What?
They could start 0-4 and they could be 4-6.
Going
into week 11.
Yeah, but having a conversation with you about anything that's even remotely connected to Tom Brady.
Yes, is a joy.
Immediately go
gift
to like Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
And if it's about the Raiders, you'll be like, oh, they're going to go into like week 8 and be 8-0.
I'm not saying they're going to be 8-0. We don't need to talk about the Raiders schedule. That's preposterous. But Cowboys, Saints, Packers, Chiefs, that could be 0-4. The Saints beat them twice last year when Brady had a full complement of weapons and a better offensive line. It's an awful matchup. And that game's in New Orleans. So if you're 0-4 and then you win 3 straight, Falcons, Steelers, Panthers, okay. But you're still 3-4 heading into week 8 and then you play the Ravens. Let's say you lose the Ravens, no shame in that. Let's say you lose the Rams, no shame in that. You're 4-6.
Yep.
And it's week 11 and you got the Seahawks coming to town. I'm just saying. You could be 4-6 after 10 weeks of the NFL season or 10 games. Darn right.
I could also pick up a job as a wide receiver in the NFL. You never know.
Just don't be surprised. Serena still doing things. Oh, wow, there's a segue here. I'm not going to do it. Serena's still doing things even at her age.
Close to mine.
Who are some of the best older athletes that we've seen? Because she is absolutely rolling. Tom Brady will probably make the list. Nicole Briscoe, Randy Scott in for the guys. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, this isn't the new one? We can't do the
sweet,
new one.
Sweet, sweet fantasy, baby.
I turned my mic on this time. You are welcome.
Voice of an angel. It's Canty and Carlin. Images of rap. Oh, this isn't even that. All right, Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. It's the Queen of Christmas right there, Mariah Carey, right? She wants us to call her that?
Mm-hmm.
I will call her whatever she wants. She terrifies me.
She does me.
She's
too.
Nicole Briscoe. I'm Randy Scott. We're in for the guys on Canty and Carlin. At RB underscore Mrs. for Nicole at Randy Scott ESPN for me. 888-SAY-ESPN is the phone number. 888-729-3776. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect the stuff you love with renter's insurance. Visit progressive.com. Serena Williams, 40 years old, turns 41 on September the 26th. Could be celebrating her birthday with another trophy in the title case there.
How cool would that be?
It'd be amazing. So has she definitively said this? Hey, this is it.
No, this is my last tournament. Just like alluded to it that her life is changing directions, and there are other things she wants to focus on. So fine, don't come out and say it. Just enjoy whatever run you're on right now, and soak it all up.
Okay. Okay. Well, the run continues after she took down the world's number two ranked player last night. Listen, it's not a popular take. It's not even one that I firmly believe in. But like, you kind of feel bad for the world number two because you have to take on Serena Williams in New York. Serena's not a typical unranked tennis player.
No,
right? She's the greatest of all time. She had the crowd electrified.
Like
behind
you could
her.
Hear a pin drop whenever she did something
that was just roaring
whenever Serena did something good.
Was it Myron Medcalf who put it out last night on Twitter? I think it was, where he said, "What are you?" The 40-year-old woman is giving it to a 26-year-old woman.
What could you do to beat a 25-year-old athlete?
Yeah.
And he was like, stop lying.
And stop lying to yourself.
Yes.
I can't think of a single way that I could beat a 26-year-old athlete.
The only sport, and my husband's going to kill me for this, but the only sport where I think you can almost level the playing field slightly when it comes to age might be... Motorsports?
Oh, motorsports.
Motorsports.
Uh-huh.
Because there's another element. There's the mechanical side of it. So if you put a 40-year-old in a really good piece of equipment compared to a 25-year-old, maybe the 40-year-old can hold its own in a way that
would be harder
if it was just physically up to the 40-year-old.
I was going to say golf. I was going to say that a 40-year-old can contend with a 26-year-old
at also there.
Augusta or... You know,
but there's a difference between competing with
pine,
that the 40-year-old and the 26-year-old all the time or doing it once.
Yeah, but that's all you need is once.
Well, Serena's going to need it more than just once.
How many more matches does she have?
Now you're making me do math. I did not sign up for that.
All right. Well, and she's going to try to win a doubles title with her sister, which is incredible. But it got us thinking about the best older athletes we've seen. So we're not using 40 as a qualifier or anything, just older athletes.
But
just
I
want
what I think we should qualify it though is we know so much more now about how to stay healthy, what to do when we're injured, what to eat, why to eat it, when to eat it.
Yeah.
And we didn't know that stuff before. So you've got guys like, say, George Foreman.
That was
45.
The one. In 1994, he beat Michael Moorer to win the heavyweight championship, the WBC heavyweight championship.
45-year-old George Foreman did not know as much as 45-year-old Tom Brady currently knows about staying healthy and what to eat for his body.
Obviously, grilled meats.
Foreman grill, clearly.
Obviously, the man knew what to eat and how to prepare it. WBA IBF title, excuse me, not the WBC. It's alphabet soup when it comes to...
He won a title.
Boxing titles. But you're right, he's 45 years old, and Moorer was undefeated to that point. Was Moorer 26? Oh, hold on. How old was Michael Moorer? You say things. I'm going to figure this out. Don't worry about it. I got it. Yeah.
Me carry it? Okay. Albert Pujols, right now, 42.
Right? Yeah, right now. That's a good point. That's a really good point. He was 27. That's incredible. No? When was the fight? Hold on. Say things. Say more things. No. He was 26! Michael Moorer was 26! This is an example of a 40-year-old beating a 26-year-old.
There you go.
Told there would be no math. Okay. I'll say it just so we can get out of the way. Tom Brady.
He's 45.
Tom Brady's okay.
He's 45. His ability to get through knock on wood for him, but it's just like without injury.
Yeah. Well, but he had to overcome. You talk about the medical advantages, right, that we have now in terms of nutrition and sports medicine and therapy and whatever else. His knee injury, his knee reconstruction in the 08 season, week one of the 08 season. I mean, that was under, presumably his recovery time would be shorter if that happened now, right?
Absolutely.
Not at his age now, but knee injuries now.
But for back then, yes.
But for back then, his career after that is a Hall of Fame career.
Do you remember when Adrian Peterson blew up his knee? They were like, oh, there are so many players who would have been absolutely done had this happened a few years ago.
Yeah, that's it.
There
it
are
really
injuries
is.
That you can come back for are from now that you just couldn't return from before because we know more.
But you have to be
I'm not discounting.
I'm not either, and you know how I feel about him, but I'm not either. You have to be wired a certain way to be motivated to be who just the animal that he is.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he's 38.
Yeah, yeah, coming
Aaron
off
Rodgers
an MVP.
Aaron Rodgers is 38.
Yeah.
Kelly Slater won Pipeline earlier this year at 50.
Yeah. I mean,
100-foot wave guy?
I'm not.
Garrett McNamara is 55.
Yeah, I want to go back to Kelly Slater, or I guess any surfer. I'll say what we're thinking. Like, the waves are doing all the work, right? Like, we kind of agree with that, right? Like, the waves are kind of, I'm joking. I just want to see your reaction.
All I can think of is like being on a board and just getting having it not go according to plan and just being absolutely punished by a wave.
Shredding the gnar.
And everything that's under the water for like, just
rad.
Pain. Gnarly, dude.
Just rad, right?
Randy Johnson threw a perfect game at 40.
Sure did. I auditioned at KNAZ.
Of course you did.
In Northern Arizona.
No big deal.
Flagstaff, hold for applause. I auditioned the next day, so I watched the end of that game in my hotel room in Flagstaff, Arizona. And I paid for myself going there. It was one of these, like, I'm going to be in town. Like, can I get...
Right.
And the news director, I won't say his name, but I'll never forget it, told me that I was too young looking for the job. And he looked younger than I... He had braces. And he was telling me I looked too young for the job. And I will never forget it. I had to run my prompter with my foot for the audition.
I think that still happens.
It still happens. But it was a first for me. I did fine. Didn't get the job, though.
The prompter for this show is really slacking.
For this show
for
right
this
here?
For this show right now. I mean,
I'm going to go, man, the hockey guy. See.
Jaromír Jágr.
Gordie Howe was in his 50s.
Jágr's still playing, isn't
still
he?
Still putting tinfoil on his mitts out there. The Gordie Howe hat trick. He was out there. He would run it up and fill it in.
Think about the blows to the body. Like, I'm 42. And I think about the recovery.
You in fights on skates?
No, that's my point. Like, so I ran last weekend. I did 14 miles last weekend.
Hold for applause.
Okay. Just now, sort of like, yeah, I'm good. I can go out for another long run this week. Sure.
Good for you.
It's several days later.
Good for you. You feel like you can?
Yeah.
I would be so achingly sore. I'd be making dad noises, getting up and getting down. Standing up, sitting down.
I do my creak, like, you know.
No, but I'd be doing the whole, like... you know, I'd be doing that. Getting up and getting down.
The bottom line is that I think it's true. I think it's absolutely true. There are certain ages that you hit where your body just starts behaving differently, where your body starts responding to things differently. We can all joke about it, where it's like the first time you get hungover after your 30s and you don't rebound the same way.
You just
like,
don't.
It's an example of how age impacts your body.
Uh-huh.
But the same thing happens with injuries. At some point in your life, injuries are not as easy to overcome because your body isn't made of rubber anymore.
Yeah,
you watch your kids elastic. Running around. When you watch your 5-year-old or 6-year-old hit the deck and you're like, oh my God, I would have died had I done that.
Right.
But your child is relatively unscathed. It's because they're still made of rubber. You are not made of rubber as an adult anymore. And 45-year-old Tom Brady, definitely not made of rubber. Though his face might be in some spaces.
I almost want to walk off on that, but I do want to point out Brett Favre.
Yep.
Like, because he played quarterback when you could actually hit the quarterback. Brady doesn't do that anymore. Brady was playing.
And he played into his 40s.
Brady was playing at that time.
I mean,
he was
a traitor when he was playing, but he was playing.
He was playing for the Vikings. You're absolutely right. But that game against the Saints, the stuff that the Saints did to him, that would hurt a guy half Favre's age. But the fact he was in his 40s out there running around getting just absolutely Greg Williams'd into the turf, just bounty gated into the turf was incredible. We can make a lot of things verbs. Canty and Carlin is going to just roll right on. We got 3 and out on the way, including, if memory serves on the old 3 and out, are we going to set the slate for college football weekend? Is that in 3 and out, Harry? I forget. I'm too mystified by your weight loss, dude. By your body transformation. Dude was tipping 3 bills. And now he's...
We will mention college football, yes.
Great. Because week one starts in less than an hour from Pittsburgh with the Backyard Brawl. It's Scott. It's Briscoe. In for Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio in the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Randy Scott, Nicole Briscoe in for the guys. And you're going to notice a little bit of a shift in tone because it's time to talk about food, and Nicole's food tastes are awful. They're healthy, ish. You know, but what kind of life is it? What kind of life is it when you're just eating? Like, you want pizza? Yeah. You want pizza on a cauliflower crust?
Cauliflower crust is good.
It's not pizza. So I use that sort of entree into the conversation because it is almost Labor Day weekend and you're not working this show tomorrow.
I'm not.
I am. So another, you know, project you're quitting. But I'm going to be on this one and we'll talk about Labor Day weekend. We'll talk about,
I'm prioritizing my family tomorrow.
The plates of... So you're going out of... Carolina. Are you going to get barbecue when you're down there?
Probably not.
Miss.
I'm there for like 36 hours.
You go to cookout.
Basically dropping my children off.
Oh, where should you... Cookout, Biscuitville, Bojangles. Where else? There's a Jack in the Box in Charlotte.
I lived in Charlotte or the Charlotte adjacent for 8 years. Never ate Bojangles. In part because I don't eat chicken.
Right. Okay, so I don't know why we're even going to ask, but like, what's on your plate if there's a Labor Day barbecue? Or not even barbecue, just a Labor Day cookout.
I think we're having pizza tomorrow night.
But on Labor Day, and to like go along with the premise of the segment, like what's on your Labor Day plate? Pizza?
Do you know what we're doing on Labor Day? Our nanny, this sounds so pretentious when I say it that way, but when you work weird hours,
she's
you
like
need child care.
She's yes,
she is. She's sort of retiring.
So oh,
her,
what?
She's coming, oh, her yeah. time with us. She's been with us for 8.5 years, almost 9 years.
Yeah.
So we're going to take her out to dinner for like one final like last supper, give her a bunch of presents.
I wouldn't call it the last supper. You guys know what happened to the last supper?
You know what I mean. Yeah. Like last dinner, like a fancy restaurant, go to one of her favorite places and do that. We've got like a special necklace that we had made for her with the kid's nickname for her. And she's not listening, so I'm not giving
she's
away.
Not listening.
No, we're good.
That's good.
The other day she was like, what's... She's doing a... I'm not kidding. She's worked with us for almost 9 years. She's doing a crossword puzzle. She goes, 4 letters. What's the network sports fans watch? I was like, you have got to be joking me.
Come on, Marcia.
There may have been an F word in there as well. Yeah. Earmuffs. And she was like, what?
That's not good. It's not good, Shay Shay. For me...
Thanks for asking.
I appreciate you asking. Can't go wrong with a hot dog. Can't go wrong with some sausage. Oh, come on.
Brats, yes. Brats all the way.
Brats, sauce, brats,
spicy
hot dog.
Brown mustard.
Cheeseburger. Little cheeseburger. Can't go wrong. And then I'll take all the potato salad, man. You want to go yellow potato salad? I'm in. You want to go regular
potato
salad?
Like a slightly vinegary potato salad?
It's like a pickly.
No mayo.
Like
no
a
mayo.
Dill. No mayo? All the mayo. I'll take your
mayo is trash.
Oh, my God. All right, more Canteen Carl. We're going to land this bird. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Sirius XM channel 80. Randy Scott alongside Nicole Briscoe in for the guys. They'll be back not Monday. It's a holiday. Will they be back Tuesday? Oh, hold
Their
on.
Their return
listen to these.
Is pending.
I'm here tomatoes. I'm here chicken. Let's go. At Randy Scott ESPN for me on Twitter, at @RB_Mrs. for Nicole, 888-SAY-ESPN, the number 888-729-3776. It is time. Nicole Briscoe, to go 3 and out.
Sometimes it's the worst. Sometimes it's the best. Best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is 3 and out.
Sure is, Harry. What do you got, bud? What do you got?
All right. First up on 3 and out. College football playoff expansion. The College Football Playoff Board of Managers to meet with momentum toward playoff expansion.
I feel like someone sat down with what key phrases can we work into this statement to make it seem like we're moving forward. Momentum. That's a good buzzword.
That is a good buzzword.
It's stupid if they don't.
I was going to say the monetary part of it. Like
I have $1 billion.
Yeah. I frankly want to see... Like more is better.
You know my stance on bowl games. I am over the participation trophies at the age of 5. So by the time we get to the college football season, and this is probably gonna get me fired, but like I don't need the A B C D E F G bowl.
Oh, see, I like the bowls. I do.
I don't. They're too many. I love the bowl games that mean something.
They mean something to the teams. You know, they mean something to
really
the.
Really mean something.
They do. The gift bags, the extra, you know, listen, if you want to look at it from a pragmatic thing.
It's a slightly older version of a participation trophy.
But it's a participation trophy for the fan bases too. You know, if NIU gets a bowl game in a warm weather spot, you entertain going.
Nope. Not in a million years.
Really?
No, I wouldn't.
If they're playing in the Bahamas Bowl.
I would go to the Bahamas, but I'm not going to watch the bowl game for a participation trophy.
If you were in the Bahamas and the Huskies were playing, you wouldn't go see it?
No, I would not.
You're a liar. Would you be staying on Liar Island?
No. I mean, if the Cubs were playing, I'd go see them, but can we get the Cubs to the Bahamas?
I was going
to
say, how does this work?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, right. I would not.
I like the bowl system because it also, from a pragmatic standpoint, it gives anybody playing in that game an extra game of film, an extra game they can put on film for potential NFL scouts. I'm here for it.
Okay.
And more football is more football for us who didn't play and just want to watch it. All right, Harry, what's next?
In 2014, actually, Illinois made a bowl game. I got to go to Dallas for free.
Yeah, so, Cheez-It Bowl?
It was the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl.
What was that experience like for you?
It was awesome.
Thank you. What was the swag for Zaxby's? Tell me it was just
I got a backpack. I got a couple backpacks, some new shoes. It was in Dallas. So it was some of the best food I've ever had.
So good.
So yeah.
Shout out Metroplex.
Well, I'm glad that your experience was awesome. Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Like, I genuinely mean that too.
If Nicole was in charge, you'd be just dining hall at Champaign Urbana.
Go have some
cookies. Well, that's
milk.
Not as fun.
Champ Vegas.
All right. Next up, Aaron Donald, when asked about swinging a helmet at joint practice, quote, "It's just practice."
I mean, he's not wrong.
It technically is practice, but you can't do something that if it had happened a few weeks later would get you suspended for maybe all of the season. You know, he just got so lucky that it happened during practice.
He did.
He's also like,
but somebody else could choose to hold him accountable for that.
The Rams,
right?
They're not going. He's Aaron Donald. They're not going to do that.
He didn't hit his own teammate.
I think it was teammate stuff.
What's wrong is wrong, regardless of the time it happens. If it's wrong in the regular season, it's still wrong in the preseason. It's still wrong in practice. So is it wrong? Or is it not?
Yeah.
Because if it happens in a game and we're punishing, then we need to kind of discuss this again.
Yeah. I was surprised to see it because for as physically imposing and impressive as he is like such a, like, in the moment, head on a swivel, just quarterback on the defensive side. Like, he's just so smart. He's smarter than what he did, I guess. Does that make sense?
It does.
But it also makes me wonder what was done, what was said.
Yeah,
to push him to that point. And finally, a little golf from the Hair Bear. What's going on with the golf?
The Hair Bear.
I feel like that's got legs. But
no, it's not the first time I've been called it.
Oh, dang it.
Open champion Cameron Smith says it's not fair that LIV golfers aren't getting ranking points.
Oh, you went and took $1 billion. Oh. I'm sorry. You took the easy way out.
He's the Great Barrier Thief. That's his nickname, the Great Barrier Thief. It's pretty good.
I don't want to hear the LIV golfers complain. I don't.
No, that's what the money's for. To quote Don Draper, from Mad Men, that's what the money's for.
And Cameron Smith made his move late enough in the game where he knew the stakes. He knew what was on the line.
That's a great point. He made his decision after the
penalties were handed
down. You
weren't the first person to move.
Down.
You knew exactly what you were getting. You made the decision after you won the Open, and you still did it anyway. So do not complain.
How about Gary Player?
There are consequences.
How about Gary Player's reaction? I wouldn't trade my 9 majors for $1 billion.
I wouldn't take $1 billion for my name majors.
And then the thing about Henrik Stenson.
He destroyed that man.
He said, I'm not surprised Henrik did it. He doesn't have any money. Whoa!
Okay.
Catching strays, Henrik Stenson. Briscoe, it's been a lot of fun.
It's been fun.
See you again in another year when you grace us with your presence.
Spain and Fitz are next.
They're next. What she said.